That's right. It is Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. This is the Streets Morning Takeover. Young Jock, Mo Quick, and Shouter Shouter with Second Date Update. Who's on the line?
Kia.
Hey, Kia. What's
Kia,
up, baby?
Kia, good morning. How you doing, girl?
How you guys doing?
Pretty good. We're trying to see what you need help with.
So I've been talking to this guy for maybe a couple months now. Everything is going good. Hell, I look good. He look good.
Okay.
Get a section, no problem. Even went home with him one time, but we didn't do nothing, just Netflix and chill. But after that Netflix and chill, nothing.
You can't get him on the phone at all?
No text, no calls, no emails. Well, I ain't emailed him, but I thought about it.
Okay.
Well, you said one important thing. You said y'all went to the house and didn't that happen.
She said that they didn't take it all the way, right, Kia girl?
Yes, because he was respectful like that. Like, he didn't try me nothing.
Okay, and how long have you guys been doing this back and forth? You said 2 months?
About 2 or 3 months, yeah.
Then you don't have no reason as to why this man will not call you back.
If y'all would see me, you'd be like, damn, I might wife up or something.
So you cute.
So I'm just trying to tell what's going on.
Okay, girl. Well, listen, obviously it ain't your looks. I got to hear from him.
He ain't had no sex. That's part of the problem.
Shut up, Shawty. We just got to hear from him. Jack, could we get him on the phone, please?
Yeah, that's what we're going to do, man. What's his name again, baby?
Brock.
All right, we're going to get Brock on the phone. Look, don't say nothing till we cue you in, okay? We're going to get to the bottom of it, Beyonce. Hold on.
Hold the line. All right, child. Would a man come out of nowhere not messing with you? I'm going to assume he either saw something, smelled something, heard something.
With a name like Brock, he's definitely looking for somewhere to put it. And if she ain't putting it in.
What?
Hello?
Hey, good morning. May I speak with Brock, please?
Speaking.
All right, Brock. How you doing this morning, man? You got a few minutes to talk.
Yes, sir. What's going on? Who this is?
All right, this Young Jock, Mo Quick, and Shouter with the Streets Morning Takeover, man. We just want to holler at you about something really important, brother.
Can you have a moment to speak with us, Brock?
Yeah.
He just said yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, so check it out, man. We got a segment on the show called Second Date Update, bro. I'm sorry, man. We're just trying to, help you out. We got something special for you this morning. Got a young lady that called us up and said that you guys have been pretty cool and everything. Y'all have gone out a few times, whatnot. But you just stopped contacting her out of the blue. Abruptly.
Oh, who y'all talking about?
What's her name?
Kia.
Her name is Kia. Do you know a Kia, Brock?
Oh, Kia, yeah.
Well?
Yeah, I know Kia.
What happened with Kia? How come you're not messing with her if you don't mind us getting all in your business for 2 seconds?
So we've been rocking for a good little 2 months, you know what I'm saying? I know she's from Alabama and everything, but I can't really, I can't move things forward with her, man. Her makeup, man, is just too much.
Makeup. What you said, her makeup?
You're mad because her makeup, bro?
You mean her body makeup?
I ain't mad, but just like.
So how she made up? She built one or something?
Give her a moment. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, it's just too much. Like, she look like a clown. Like, I know y'all have been seeing this before.
Bro.
I mean.
That's messed up.
Oh, you talking about her face, her makeup. I thought you was talking about her makeup, like how she made
her
up.
Oh, her body. Oh, you face. Crazy. You talking about her actual makeup.
Is she doing her own makeup or is she going to get somebody to put this on and they putting on too?
No, she's doing her own makeup.
Oh. How do you know this?
Oh. I tried to give her some hints, man. I tried to, try to help her out, give her some makeup wipes and stuff to tone it down. It just, man, she just wouldn't budge, man.
She, wow. What did she say? Okay. What did she say when you gave her a makeup wipe, Brock?
I don't even remember. It happened too many times to count.
Okay, so,
I'm over it.
So I know you're a dude, and you're probably not going to be able to talk in the terms that women would understand when it comes to makeup and stuff.
Okay,
like
if you
contouring
hand her a wife.
And this and that. What's the problem with her makeup?
All the colors on the eyes and eyeshadow, all that.
You don't like it? You don't like the colors? They don't match her shirts and her purses? And
Nah, it's just like, we too grown and she looking like a child. Like
okay, calm down. You might be hurting her feelings. We actually have her on the line and she has heard everything you said.
Wow.
Are you okay, Kia?
I'm just taking this all in. I'm writing it down.
You're writing it down?
Oh, yeah.
For what?
For what?
Oh, no reason.
What?
The makeup getting to you.
Is it the makeup?
She's writing it down for no reason. What? Kia, I'm a little lost, baby.
Kia.
We don't mean to laugh at you at all. We're just trying to understand where your mind is right now.
Kia, how many shades do you wear? Layers?
And concealer.
Well, on your eyes, how many colors?
I keep playing me right now because every time we go out, Oh, baby, you look good. You look good like you look. Hell, he give me compliments on my eyebrows.
Is this true, Brock?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I want to empower her, man. I want her to feel like she's beautiful or whatever. But, you know, over time, you know, you throw out hints, you know what I mean? Like, okay, you know what I mean? Well, try it this way, you know what I'm saying? Or,
man, you got to let her know. Bro, you got to be straight up. You got to be like, what do you think about
my... Did you write that down too, kid girl?
And then you also comment on my purple lipstick, too.
Who?
Lipstick different. Your whole face can't be purple.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Okay, hold on. Wait. Because I don't want this to turn into a back and forth.
I mean, so, some guys really don't like makeup. Like
I mean,
that.
Me personally, I used to date a chick, man. Every time I look up, dog, well, she would have all these colors on her eyelids. And I would be like, no.
Shut up.
I ain't never dated them.
I hate women wear makeup. One girl come in my house, she been putting all this makeup on. What else do I need? I said some embalming fluid.
Shut up. You guys aren't even cool like that. All right, so Brock, obviously, you are definitely not in to our girl Kia's makeup. Kia, I still don't know exactly how you feel about it. Do you think in your future you're changing, or is this you and he better luck it or love it?
Yeah. This is me. I don't know what
he's
talking about.
Okay.
So you just going to let it be like that, Kia? I mean, you're not going to just take into consideration that your man...
consideration. Maybe I can change my concealer, but that's it.
All right, let me explain something to you, sweetheart. You know what I'm saying? You know, you called up here for a reason. You wanted to know why your man had got ghost. And I just find it very difficult to believe that you're not willing to compromise with something as simple as makeup. If that's running your man away, then I would think you would be willing to consider that to save.
Or he could have just came to me.
The man say he been dropping hints. I mean, damn, he trying to be nice.
Oh, baby, look good.
She probably got craters up on all that.
Damn, Todd, you be going hard, man. Okay, hey, look here, man. I guess this is what it's going to be, man. You ain't going to give him a second chance. Well, you called for him, but apparently...
Okay, Kia, thank you so much.
Check it out. Y'all ain't gonna get that $50 gift card on behalf of 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. So we'll save it for the next time. Somebody call up here for a second day. A-Town, you know what it is. It's that time to call us up. Let's talk about it. 443-520-945. Keep it where you got it, man. Streets Fest 2K18 is on the way. Lakewood Amphitheater, August 18th. Streets 94.5.